Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Goes With Murph. Today on the show, we have a brand new music from Brandon Ray, Carrie Degman, and a world premiere from the lovely Miss Kaylee Shore. This should be such a fun show, folks. As we do every week, let's take you back to last week and see where we left off. Coming in at number three last week was the Nashville-based all-girl collective Song Suffragettes with their cover of a Keith Urban's hit Female. Number two last week was New Jersey based sister duo Span with their a brand new single Time, Love and Freedom, and taking the number one spot last week was Carly Rogers with her brand new single Excuse. So with that being said, let's just dive into this week's countdown, shall we? You might have seen the artist at number three. Out on the road several times with Bobby Bones, but as a matter of fact, I think he's taking him back out on tour with him next week, but. I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Brandon Ray after we hear the song at number three. This is the new one from Brandon Ray called A Small Talkin' on Indie Country Radio.
Shot glasses on the hog of me.
Damn!
was the brand new single from Brandon Ray called Small Talkin'. And the video's been circulating a little bit on a CMT. And if you hadn't checked out the video, y'all definitely need to. Work our week in a smokestack town till the freaking weekend comes rolling around. Brandon Ray belts out intermixed with infectious hand claps in the chorus of his 2016 release, American Way, a song that encapsulates the best elements of country and good old rock and roll. The West Texas native knows a thing or two about the American way. At a young age, his parents instilled the notion to follow his passion while emphasizing the importance of hard work. Quote, in the early days, I used to barricade myself in my room for hours and emerge with a horrible excuse for a song and annoy my parents with it. They did nothing but encourage me to keep going. In a way, they were my first publishers, Ray laughs. Music was ever present in Ray's childhood home. His father had a deep love for the legendary rockers like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Steely Dan, while his two brothers introduced him to the musical greats Metallica, Mellencamp, and Nirvana. Ray's mother kept a prominent force of country music throughout the household with the help of icons such as George Strait and Johnny Cash. Despite the house filled with music, his first love was baseball, and he dreamed of pitching for the Texas Rangers, but was benched after two foot surgeries that ultimately shifted his focus to playing guitar and songwriting. At age 13, Ray had saved enough money to buy his first guitar and hasn't looked back since. Everything from that point on has been a means to an end, an effort to achieve his own American dream. He's held every job imaginable. A lawn care, delivery boy, rider, construction worker, guitar teacher, and even lifeguard, where he once resuscitated the boy who nearly drowned at the city pool. Brendan still gets a Christmas cards from that boy's family. At 18. He was out on the road with his first band and played 750 shows in 3 years, including supporting the likes of Fall Out Boy, Switchfoot, and Grueling Summer's on Vans Warped Tour. After arriving in Nashville, Brandon landed a publishing deal. Toured playing guitar for Brett Eldridge and lent vocals to numerous demos for various publishers and songwriters, all while developing his own sound. His new batch of songs are smothered in the American richness that Brandon has soaked up, crisscrossing the heartland. One part country, one part rock and roll, but all heart. A new song sewed together his wide variety of influences like a patchwork quilt. It's been a long road from Big Spring to selling t-shirts and CDs for Yes to opening for Taylor Swift. But it won't be long before that roadie soundtrack by Brandon Ray's Explosive Chorus is blaring on country radio as he rolls on. A boy can dream, y'all. And let me just go ahead and tell you guys where you can see Brandon on tour the rest of this month. Tomorrow night he's playing a private event in Thomasville, Georgia. The 17th he will be at the Pikes Peak Center with Bobby Bones, as I mentioned earlier, in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The 30th he'll be at the Golden Nugget with Bobby Bones in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that next night he'll be at the sold out Tower Theater for a early show with Bobby Bones in Fresno, California. So that was at number 3. That was Brandon Ray with his brand new single, "A Small Talkin'." Now, the artist at number 2 this week. If you've watched CMT for any length of time within the past, say, month or so, you've seen a previews and promos for a brand new what I like to call a documentary series called "A Music City." It follows 6 friends. Jessica, Alyssa, Carrie, Jackson, Rachel, and Brian, I think is the other dude's name, as they all chase their dreams of being musicians in Nashville. Well, The show itself premiered last week with the first two episodes airing at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And the third episode aired last night. But if I'm not totally mistaken, the artist coming in today at number 2 sang this song on the show. So without further ado, this is Carrie Degman coming in at number 2 on Indie Country Radio with "You're My Person."
You're my all the way in, my all the way home. You're everywhere I've been, everywhere I wanna go. You're my sunlight shining bright on my soul. You're the speed of my soul. You're my dancing rain when it's all coming down. Hand in my hand, spinning you around. You're my one more shot of whiskey in a last call crowd. Once I was lost, now I'm found. Oh, I'll walk through the fire with you. Oh, cross any line with you too. Oh, we're outrunning this world wide open. Baby, you're my person. You're my saving grace when I'm deep in the night. You're my far from away when some things ain't right. You're my lonely and lovely when it feels like I can't find my way to the light. Oh, I'll walk through the fire with you. Oh, cross any line with you too.
And at number two this week, that was the super talented Mr. Carrie Degman with You're My Person. As I was saying beforehand, Carrie is currently in a brand new show on CMT called A Music City. And as I said, it follows the lives of six friends. Rachel and Carrie, who are married, Jessica, Alyssa, and Bryant, I think is the other guy's name, as they try to make it in the music business. And that's kind of a great segue to tell you guys that we'll be having Jessica from a Music City here on the show in exactly 2 weeks. So on March 23rd there will be March. I will be pushing March 23rd Indie Country Radio to March 24th because we're having Jessica on the show that day for an interview. And and let me just run down the premise of the show for you guys. It literally takes place right there in Nashville. I mean, I've seen so many places that I've either heard of or I've been to right there on Broadway, like the Stage, Losers, Legends Bar, Tootsie's, the Bluebird, you name it, the list goes on. But from the cast themselves, they, as with any new show or reality series or whatever, they allow tweet along with us every week, and it's been. Been quite a while since, and I'll be honest with you, it's been quite a while since I've had the nerve to live tweet any show, because I used to live tweet General Hospital all the time, but as with social media, if you put an opinion out there, even if it's a fictionalized opinion, you're bound to get skewered for it, whether or not people agree with it or not. But so I kind of stopped live tweeting General Hospital for the longest time. But this brand new show, Music City, I live tweet this thing every week, and I've even gotten a couple of responses from CMT themselves, which being a huge country music fan like I am, that's just like it for me. The holy grail of tweets to get, if that makes any sense to you. Y'all be on the lookout for a brand new episodes of Music City to air every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And that takes us to the number one spot on the show. Well, what do you think of when you hear the words fat like a girl. Well, to me, I automatically think of none other than Achilles Shore, who that song basically launched Kaylee's career back in 2016, I believe, when it was picked up by Sirius X on the Highway as a YouTube country spotlight. Then it progressed to a highway find. Then it landed on the Sirius XM Top 30 Countdown. So that led Kaylee to releasing a more new music after the success of Fight Like a Girl, which then led her to her current tour that she's on right now with Sarah Evans and Ray Lynn for the CMT's Next Luna Country Tour. Here she is making her second appearance at number one. This is actually a world premiere. This is Kaylee Shore with Who, What, When, Where, Why on Indie Country Radio. Coming in at number one.
You pull up, black truck, cause you wanna talk. But I don't play that game. May I recommend you stop? Let me guess, it was a backseat. Oh, I've been running, you were one bit deep. Yeah, I'm sure you got your sorry. And I'm sure you got a story. Who I went with. Useless, they only pull me back. And I won't lie, I might cry, but you won't be seeing that. Growing color when you're stranded, and you don't have the upper hand anymore. My heart is broken, but it won't cave. And you can love yourself in that bed you made. Who are we?
Chart topper on Indie Country Radio. That was Kaylee Shore with the world premiere of Who, What, When, Where, Why. As I mentioned earlier, Kaylee Shore is on the CMT's Next Women in Country Tour with Sarah Evans and Ray Lynn. And here's where you can see Kaylee the rest of this month. Tonight she'll be in Salina, Kansas. Tomorrow night in Pocola, Oklahoma. March 15th in Kansas City, Missouri. March 16th at in Prior Lake, Minnesota. And March 17th in Waukegan, Illinois. And I hope I said that city name right. I mean, this is all part of the Next Winning Country Chair. But in the final minute that we've got, I wanted to tell you guys what we've got coming up on the show. Tomorrow we have an interview with my buddy, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Manny Cabo, who I have not physically spoken with since June, so that should be a fun catch up with him. And that's the 10th. The 13th, we have Songs of Forget member Gracie Schramm. The 20th, we have one of my dearest friends, the lovely Miss Ashley Taylor. And the 23rd, we have, like I mentioned earlier, from CMT's new show, Music City, we have the incredibly talented Miss Jessica Mack. So I think with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Three Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.